Joining us now is Hirsch Goodman, who's a columnist for the Jerusalem Report, a magazine, and also a fellow at Tel Aviv University's Center for Strategic Studies. Hirsch Goodman, I want to ask you about the Israeli government statement that it will now occupy parts of the West Bank until there is an end to, as it says, Palestinian terrorism. How far do you think the Israeli government will go in reoccupying the West Bank?
I think they will go quite far to try and send the message to the Palestinians that your country will be disappearing before your eyes unless you stop the terror. So I think they're going to have high-profile incursions, and I think they're going to be very long-lived.
Not just in a couple of cities, but you think progressively throughout more and more of the West Bank?
More and more of the West Bank and possibly Gaza as well. The army very much wants to go into Gaza. So far they've been held back by the defense minister and by the prime minister. But the army would like to continue doing in Gaza what it did in the West Bank. And I think they're in for a long stay unless there is some diplomatic process, some negotiating process that begins. And their withdrawal would be part of that process.
To what extent does the Israeli government, or for that matter the Israeli army, think that it has a strategy that would prevent further violence by getting inside Palestinian towns and cities? And to what extent is it merely punitive to say, since we can't stop you from doing this, we're going to punish you in the following way?
Well, it's, I can say that it's not punitive. If it was punitive, they would go to the homes of parents and families of suicide bombers and destroy their homes or something like that. This is trying to be preemptive. The only way to try and preempt it is to go into the refugee camps, where they're making the bombs, where they're training the suicide bombers, where they're indoctrinating them, where they're getting the instructions from, and physically try and destroy that infrastructure and either kill or arrest the leadership. That's all you can do.
The aim of dismantling, destroying the infrastructure of terror, as it was said, that was what guided the last large operation by the Israeli army going into the West Bank. Obviously, it didn't do the trick.
Robert, it may not have done the trick, but we've had two terror attacks in 2 days in Jerusalem now. During March and April, there were three, four, five, six, seven a day. It was totally out of control. 135 Israeli civilians were killed in the month of March. You cannot control it completely. You can only fight it as best you can. I think, regularly speaking, they say, you know, the Israeli army, it doesn't really enjoy its technological advantage in house-to-house urban conflict. But I think at the end of the day, the army with real means of communication, infrared sights, ability to eavesdrop, good intelligence, night seeing equipment will have an advantage, and Israel will begin to learn to develop that advantage and to try and minimize the amount of terror we face.
You said that this is a warning. The move back into the West Bank, conceivably back into Gaza in the future, is a warning from Israel to the Palestinians. Your country is disappearing before your eyes.
That is correct.
Do Israelis really have the will to occupy the West Bank and Gaza for another 35 years?
I think it would be absolutely self-destructive and crazy. I think that that is not the intention. I think the intention is to put pressure on the Palestinians to stop the suicide bombings. Hopefully, the very quick withdrawal of these forces will be negotiated in the form of a ceasefire. But the violence has to stop. And if it can't stop, you have to use your army to try and stop it. It's just a very sad dynamic.
We've heard from the White House today that President Bush's new peace initiative, call for a Palestinian state, all of that is on indefinite hold right now. Where is the next possible move that would get back to a diplomatic process you speak of?
The Bush statement's on hold because he intended to declare, you know, the intention of a Palestinian state. But at the moment, you have chaos. There's no semblance of a state there. And with each terror incident and the inability to control it, I think, you know, that's sort of becoming clearer to them. It leaves us with an American administration that would much rather not get involved with this area, provided that it doesn't bludgeon out into regional conflict. I think the American effort is primarily getting Syria to contain Hezbollah on the northern border, and if the Israelis and Palestinians slug it out without it igniting the region, so be it.
Hirsch, thank you for talking with us once again.
It's been my pleasure. Thank you.
Hirsch Goodman, columnist with the Jerusalem Report, spoke to us from Jerusalem.